gonna show up and turn it out. Raise your hands if you're with me. Raise your hands if you're with me. We gonna show up and turn it out. Raise your hands if you're with me. Raise your hands if you're with me. This is a different kind of song. What you follow up?
Follow up.
Riding in the whip, phone double cup.
Double cut.
Cardi B got her rocking in the dive state. So all you haters understand how it take place. I'm on a hard grind, double down, make it move.
Make it better
turn, so I choose, yeah, to never lose.
Never
on my mile high, so I give my very best.
Very
first
best.
Class to the club on the
we
jet.
Gonna show up and turn it out.
Raise your hands if you're with me. Raise your hands if you're with me. We gon' show up and turn it out. Raise your hands if you're with me. Raise your hands if you're with me.
So fly like the beaches and the sunrise, and fine women ducked off having good time.
In the state, so clear on the good vibe.
So you know I'm really by mine.
Out west, 6'4s and the plain tees.
With the bitches on the block, blowing good trees.
Get me tipped out, shine through the windy.
I'm in the game strong, yeah, but you feel me.
Up north, big coats and the winter boots.
All black for the block, when you with the truth.
So the cash, no games, when they finna shoot.
I shut your head off quick when it's about to loop.
I stay the gate, go hard like a rock star.
So fast in my lane like a stock car.
They love the way I swing through when I rock hard,
rock
and I'm the next big thing on the pop chart.
We gon' show up and turn it out.
Raise your hands if you're with me. Raise your hands if you're with me. We gon' show up and turn it out. Raise your hands if you're with me. Raise your hands if you're with me.
Everybody in the place, put your hands up. Everybody in the place, put your hands up. All my ladies in the place, put your hands up. All my fellas in the place, put your hands up. And 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 put your hands up. Now all my ladies in the place, put your hands up. And all my girls in the place, put your hands up.
We gon' show up and turn it out. Raise your hands if you're with me. Raise your hands if you're with me. We gon' show up and turn it out.
Welcome to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. I have with me Ray, born in Cleveland, Ohio, and Mr. Showbiz. Let's show them.
Yeah.
Welcome. All right. Phone lines are open, everyone. You can call in at 657-383-0771. Please do so. Very mindful when you call in, make it brief. Ray, where are you calling from, Ray?
Well, I'm calling from the Hall of Fame City, Ohio, 330. Yeah, Canton, Ohio, place where football was born at. That's where I'm calling from. Yeah.
All right, all right. Mr. Showbiz, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, all right. So, tell us all how your journey began in the hip-hop music industry. Whom and what motivated you both?
You want to go first? You want me to go first?
Yeah, you can go first, man.
Well, you talking about with me and him, or how we started off?
Yeah, how you both started, please.
You know what, me and him started off, it was one guy that we knew, and, Ray, he was already in the studio,
yeah.
And I heard a song. It was called Smile.
Yeah, it was Smile.
And it was some R&B things going on, and I just put a verse on it, and it's been history from there.
Yes.
That's how we ended up making Show Up and Show Out after Smile.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what year was Show Up to Show Out came out? What year was it released?
That was last year, 2018.
All right.
That was off the Parental Advisory album last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thank you for that information. Wow. So, you're on tour, and that's coming up next month, correct?
Yeah. It'll be the first tour I actually It'll be the first tour I actually get to take the whole team on this time. The whole squad, whole Funk Nat North is going. Currently, we got like, currently it's like four states right now, three states. So we're talking like Detroit and
Miami.
We got coming up on the 28th September. We got Atlanta, the AC3s. That AC3 weekend, we'll be down there in Atlanta. We're going to be jumping around the states here in the next 2 months. The next 60 days, we're going to be a little bit of everywhere. So I got us real busy. I think that's what it's all about.
So will this information be on your website? Can you mention your website information and your social pages as well? And that information, your tour, you'll be posting it on your social pages as well?
Yes, I will. I post everything on my pages. So if you try to find me, everything is Cartagino. IG is Cartagino. Twitter is Ray Cartagino or FunkNab. Facebook is Ray Cartagino. Everything is Ray Cartagino for me on all social sites. So I'm not really that hard to find.
All right, and thank you for that information. So I would like to play another track of yours.
Don't forget about the phone. We got a phone that page. I'm sorry, we got a phone that page. We just got a brand new official phone that site over at Wix. So we're a little bit of everywhere, honestly.
Well, can you give that information? Can you spell that out, please?
FunkNab Entertainment. It's all lowercase with all my social sites. So it's Ray RayCartagino. It's all lowercase letters, and that's with any social site with me.
FunkNab.
And FunkNab is capital FUNKNAB Entertainment. You find us on Reverb Nation. You find us on SoundCloud.
YouTube.
You find us on YouTube under Ray Cartagino or Rayshawn Hastings, which is RayShawnHastings. On YouTube. You know.
All right.
We scatter everywhere. If you Google Ray Cartagino, you can find everything you need to find. We had a Rolodex like that.
I'm just on Facebook. This is it's Showbiz. I'm just on Facebook. Look me up. It's Carlos Stewart on Facebook. That's it. I post everything on there.
All right. Both of y'all, thank you for that information. Now, what is the newest track you want me to spin here? I have Having Fun, Summertime Sexy, and Blackberry Molasses.
What is that on the board right now?
Right along with this tour, so, We got lots of stuff coming out.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and spin Blackberry Molasses. Can you give us a little bit of... Can you give us me and some listeners, if there's a brief story behind that track? What motivated you to do Blackberry Molasses?
Well, I'm an 80s baby, so, I'm a big Tupac listener, and Blackberry Molasses. and Blackberry Molasses is one of Pac's favorite songs. So I wanted to kind of bring it. I guess you want to say I wanted to kind of bring it to life because the world is going through so much right now. There's no artists out here talking about what's going on. So I kind of wanted to paint my own little picture of what's going on and use this song as pretty much the canvas to do it. So I figure people who love to listen to music with substance would appreciate more music like this.
Yes, indeed.
So That's pretty much the reason why I'm here.
Right.
What's next is my favorite for that.
All right now. All right. All right. Here is Blackberry Molasses. We'll be right back.
Yeah. You don't know about that.
Your music on any music outlets online at you or Showbiz Can Speak.
Man, we are on all, I mean absolutely all the major platforms, all the digital platforms. You find every single ounce of music that I've ever dropped on every single platform. Worldwide, Deezer, Tidal, you find us on iHeart Music, you find us on Django Radio, you find us on Apple, you find us on iTunes, Amazon, Google, you find us everywhere. I mean, it's so many places. It's over 250 places plus.
All right, that's all we got to do.
Spotify. Oh, my goodness, you can find us everywhere. This music can be bought on all major platforms.
Yeah.
And what, I mean, and May I ask whose name or what title would it be at for anyone to find you online? Which name or what title, or would it be the name of the album?
Yeah, I want to explain something. Funk Nav Entertainment is the same. All right, because a lot of people be asking. Funk Nav Entertainment is the family, and Ray Cartagino is just a brand. That's all it is. It was sort of a way for me to just kind of put out multiple CDs under a brand, and also still have some family music too. Like the New Redemption album. If anybody has noticed on this New Redemption album, it does not have Ray Cartagino in the front of it. It is not a Ray Cartagino project. It's a family album. So a lot of the CDs that I have put out on these platforms, they're all pretty much under Ray Cartagino. So they're all pretty much underneath the brand. So if you look up underneath any of these, Ray Cartagino, if you look up under any of the platforms, and you jot in Ray Cartagino, the music will pop up. You'll see everything I've ever dropped, all the way up until the day I dropped it.
All right. Well, thank you for that information so much. Thank you. So I'd like to ask either one of you, Ray or Showbiz, is there any new music projects that's coming up in the near future that you would like to give us a little tease detail about?
I've been kind of getting out of the hospital. I've been having a lot of time to sit back and conjure up in the lab about what we're working on. But we got some other projects coming out. Like my vice president of my company, Funk Nav, you know, he sits here with us. Dudes, he has his Paul CD coming out real soon here in the fall sometime. Showbiz got his LP coming out. What's your CD called, man?
It's called King's Journey, Rags to Royalty.
Right. So I'm working on his stuff. I'm working on I just pretty much signed some real young guys out of Detroit. They got a group name is called Detroit Militia. Shout out to Lizzo and Lorenz. They got their LPs coming out. We got the family CD coming out, The Untouchables. I have a lot of music. I got music for the next 50 years.
So Ray, I would like to ask you this. When is one of the new cuts will be coming out? Can you give us a date, time, a month, year?
Well, Redemption album drops the second week in September. It drops right after our Grok Shop show in Cleveland Heights. We have a show in Cleveland on September 9th at the Grok Shop.
Okay.
So it drops that following Tuesday. And then on the 19th of September, we're gonna be home turfing it in Akron, Ohio at the Vortex. You know, that's my big comeback show. Because I've been off the stage for a while, so you know, this Redemption Tour is sort of,
he's back!
It's sort of my whole Redemption. I'm back to the stage, so. You know, but I wanted to come out with something, not just any material. I wanted to come out with something that was more everybody. So this CD got a lot of more everybody on it.
I have seen that you had spent the last 20 years on your grind, opening for acts such as Twista, Hospin, Gorilla Zoe, Steve Stone, and the BET. Wow, 20 years? That's a long time.
Believe it. Don't keep pushing. Me and my VP right here, we've been doing this since. I came home. Well, I went to school.
I graduated from Cincinnati Job Corps, so, and that was like back in the early 90s. So, and I was back, and back then I wasn't writing music. I was just doing beats. So when I went out to school in Cincinnati, me doing beats kind of picked up me being more of a writer than anyone. And one of my other brothers told me that I needed to start writing more music than anything. So I started picking up writing. So when I came home from school, I was ready to get some stuff started. So and my brother was like, "Hey, we finna start this label called Funk Nav." It took him back. We've been grinding ever since, trying to get in where we fit.
Wow. Thank you for that information, Ray. I'd like to ask you both, will y'all be coming to anywhere close to Indiana in the future?
We would love to.
And you want to know what?
We would love to.
We'll be in Detroit November 9th, opening up for Blue from Pretty Ricky and Tip from Cash Money. So we got some really, 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 really big stuff coming up on the back end. I've just been sitting back and, you know, I'm still in recovery kind of, so I've been kind of handling my recovery with my family and my friends and all that around, so, and then making sure that I'm good, making sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to, so I can actually be successful at this redemption tour that's coming up, so.
Right. Well, thank you all for that information. I would like to play some more music. The next one's called Having Fun. Now, what motivated you guys to do this track, Having Fun?
Hey, you want to know what? We have so much fun in the studio when we make music. Like, it's no boring studio session. It's always exciting. We always have fun. We enjoy making the music. We want to make you get up and dance and party and shake a tail feather. We're trying to make all the folks dance. We're trying to bring it back like it used to be.
Right.
At the time we make the music, the way we feel, we're trying to make you feel exactly like that. But having fun also came with it was a new addition to our squad. Right now, he's kind of out of the way right now, but they shout out to Vital. But when Vital came through, this song really wasn't a song that we was gonna actually get down on until, you know, we had some real negativity coming to life. So, and me and Vital looked at each other and said, "You wanna know what? We're gonna make this song fire." Lowe's had already put the hook on it, so we was like, "Oh yeah, this song will go." So we said we gonna rock with it, and it turned out to be a real dope song, and everybody seemed to be liking it right now. So shout out to everybody sharing the promo video and sharing the video. You know what I'm saying? Sharing it all, liking the song, man. That's mad humble. That's mad respect and love, man. Like I said, it's gonna be a lot of.
Are y'all? I would like to ask both of y'all, will y'all be doing any future videos on any of your new music coming up? Any videos y'all got planned coming up?
We're going to get ready to do an all-white video shoot for Show Up and Show Out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
There
all
was
right.
More going to
yeah, 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 it is. Yeah.
My brother Deuce, he said, "Ray, you gotta push that." He said, "You gotta do the song, and you gotta push that song, and keep pushing that song, and keep pushing that song." So it's being pushed, and now it's been a big, big request for a video for it. So we said, "Okay, we're gonna go ahead and slap the video together and make it real, real. We're gonna make it real, real, play out." Oh, yeah.
All right. We're gonna have some fun. Here is Having Fun. We'll be right back. Stay in them hot seats, you guys.
I know. somebody. They wanna rock your body. So let's have some fun. Oh yeah, girl. I know there is somebody. They wanna rock your body. So let's have some fun. Oh yeah, girl.
Shorty bad on another tip. Wanna ride with a G? Yeah, cruise on the mothership. Hips with a 7-inch. Skin like krill. Call the eyes on the tour trip. Ass, can we roll out? Hit a club, go ride VIP. When it go down, girl got a great peach. Skin so soft, too deep on the hot beach. Late night, be a treat. Great white shirt, so you don't care. I'm finna eat. Pretty thing on the tag. Like the players on the hustle, so you know that she got paid one night for a fee. Got me hard for your love, yeah.
Rock like paper scissors. See me pull up in a drop. I was playing with you late night. Palm trees blowing leaves laying with you. I was living life like a breeze staying with you. Hello mama got me gone. Money do the Macarena. Shooting at these mighty gones. I swear to God I'ma get it. Daddy gotta bring it home. I hit it until she moan. She a victim of this pimping. I'm heaping the pheromone. She tell me forget the felony. She don't wanna be alone. I keep loving what she's telling me. I wish she was a clone. Little baby I'm in the zone like EA. Bad girls bring the microphone to the DJ. All I wanna do is go hard while the beat play. Make love you can touch God on the freeway. All I wanna do is go hard while the beat play. Make love, you can touch God on the freeway.
I know there is somebody.
All right, all right. The phone lines are open. Anyone could call in 657-383-0771. All right. All right. That is having fun. So, Ray, what is your ultimate desire, what you wish your fans to get out of your music? And Showbiz, you can say something as well. Go ahead.
Okay.
Man. We are such originators and trendsetters of this art called hip hop, and it's just, I don't know, we're just realistic. That's what I want to make it. I'm a realistic thinker, so you know what I'm saying. So I can't really talk about big mansions and yachts and stuff that's not realistic to me right now. So. If you like listening to real music, we something that we write up your alley. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say my style is old school, but I'm sorry, I don't understand none of this new school stuff. So you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna stick to the script.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a rules change. You know what I'm saying? It's like a rules change. I'm a true 90s baby. So. You know what I'm saying? In the 90s and all the way up until about 2015, 2016, music was the best ever. It was the best ever.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't nobody competing. Everybody was eating.
Everybody was making their music and enjoying.
Everybody was enjoying. It was party songs. It was R&B love songs, hip hop. And it was stuff that had more substance than bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't listen to a lot of bulls, so I'm not gonna put out a lot of bulls.
Right. And this is Showbiz right here. See, we was raised on when music means something, and we trying to bring that back. Cause I was the type of person that liked to see. I was a dancer first, so anything if you ain't got that music for me to get on the floor, I really wasn't listening to it. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that's promoting violence, degrading a lot of different sides of people, women and men and stuff like
yeah.
that. So, I mean, we try to bring We try to bring things that make you feel good and want to get up and party now. Because right now, when you go to the club, everybody's standing on the wall. There's nobody on the floor. Nobody on the dance floor until they plan something to shake you wrong. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You dancing off of this stuff, it is degrading you. So it's really basically showing what type of person you are with whatever music that you're vibing to. So like I said, we just bringing music where we have that feel good again, and I mean they just really promoting violence and all of that other stuff. I mean I listen to everything. You got to be versatile to be able to reach a certain people so you can bring out what they really need to hear.
I want to reach the people that want to fall in love.
Yes, indeed, and believe in
and that's great talk, right?
And believe in unity and having fun again. That's what the music was back then. They was basically teaching you back then and letting you know what was going on. I'm sorry, I was brought up by a Southern woman. You know what I'm saying? I was brought up by a real Southern woman, so.
I understand completely what you're talking about. I'm old school myself. I try to understand the new generation of hip hop and rap and R&B. Sometimes you can get swelled up in it where you forget what you really have a passion for. That's why your music is increasingly popular. People would love to go back and stick with your music because it gives that comfort feeling of understanding, you know, and the beats to it as well. So I get it, you know.
Exactly. I love it.
So what is it that keeps you both motivated to keep doing your music? What motivation do you have?
Let me take this one. You can go first if you want. Your show biz. First of all, it is my passion. And I believe God gave me this gift. And this is what I'm gonna continue doing. Whether I get known or not. I'm still going to keep pushing because music is my passion. It's what I love to do.
All right. Well, thank you.
Go
ahead.
This is great. I've been doing music a long time. And, like, my whole fuel, my whole drive to do music is more based around, like, my family. You know, my children and just the whole reason. Because I was brought up in that era where family was always first. So, and I understood that the family would have fallen out, but when at the end of the day, when that smoke clear, family gonna always be here.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna always be here. So they was always my biggest motivators, my biggest inspirers to do good music, not trash. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be known as no one-hit wonder. I want to be known as, you know, somebody who dropped timeless classics.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that information, both of you. Thanks. Would you go ahead and give your website information again and the social sites you both are on again, please? And about your upcoming events. The name of your events also, and the location where there will be. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, since I'm the shortest, I'll go ahead. Look on Facebook, Carlos Stewart, that's all. And other than that, I just keep everybody updated. I mean, everybody that's following this radio station, it's just Carlos Stewart on Facebook.
Hey, I'm Carlos Stewart.
I know, but they'll see while.
It didn't take me very long to find you. All right, we have a caller, area code 240. Go ahead and state your name. Speak, please.
I am Tammy Young from Tammy Young Promotion. What's up, Queen?
Oh, Tammy. Hey, Tammy, what you know good?
Yeah, I'm doing everything good. I'm trying to.
all right now. You're blessed.
Yes, I love your page. And I'm always going to share it. One love.
All right, thank you. You have anything to say to Ray and Mr. Showbiz tonight?
I just want to say keep doing what you're doing and tag me. And I will share it for you also.
Much love and respect. That's much love and respect.
I'm here for my people.
I know that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I know that. What you got going on? We'll just share everything that you got going on as well.
Yeah, I'm Tammy Young Promotions. I promote.
Look me up on Carlos Stewart on Facebook.
Carlos and Tammy,
you can follow me on IG also at McCant Tammy, McCantTammy.
That's beautiful, man. I love that. I love the energy that we're receiving and the love that we're getting.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up.
Cool, and you know what? I'm going to take a shot for y'all.
All right now.
Oh yeah. I'm
Tammy, I gotta look. Tammy, I gotta find you on IG. I don't know if we hooked up on IG.
We are.
Okay. I'm gonna have
tag
you.
I'm also on LinkedIn. I'm an all-star on LinkedIn. I almost got 30,000 followers there.
LinkedIn. Are we on link?
Right,
are we both hooked up? Okay.
Yes, we are. And I have LinkedIn. That's how I met you. LinkedIn.
Okay. Yeah.
Brenda.
Ray, are you on LinkedIn? Showbiz, are you on LinkedIn as well?
I sure am. I'm under Frontline Entertainment on LinkedIn.
What's your name?
I'm Tammy Young.
If you can find me.
Okay.
Well, make sure you put it in her comment so I can know and everything.
All right.
We'll link up through Brenda.
Okay. All right. Will do, Tammy. And thank you for calling tonight. You have a blessed evening.
I got you, girl. I got the number locked in now.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
I'll be calling more. I love you.
I love you too, Tammy. All right.
And you have a blessed night. All of you. Keep
all right.
What
thank
doing.
You. All right. Thank you, Tammy.
Culture.
Thank you. All right.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
All right, y'all. That's my girl, Tammy. She be on there every single day. On Facebook, Twitter, IG, and she's a real big supporter. She's one of my moderators on both of my group sites. She is big time. So be looking for guys.
Hey, you want to know what I think I got her as a friend I think it was earlier today, right before I met the first guy.
All right, guys. We have a few more minutes to go. The last track I'm going to spin will be Summertime Sexy. We can talk briefly about Summertime Sexy. What's the story behind that? I'd like for both of y'all to give a shout out to all the persons that supported you both on your music journey. Go ahead, Ray, Showtime. Give a shout out. Showbiz.
I want to give a shout out to my wife. Idea Stewart. I want to give a shout out to Geraldine Hughes Enterprise, Hughes 3 Enterprise, Geraldine Hughes that made the that wrote the book of Michael Jackson's
Redemption.
Yeah.
That's I'm working alongside of her. I want to give a shout out to Troy Edwards, 3HP family.
You know,
Amanda Mann. shout out to SSMG Flames of God. Everybody that's on the SSMG family. Who else? HHQ Magazine with my boy Tony. Gino with Mobbed Up Entertainment. KEZ. Hey, Power 92 from Chicago. Real TV. The list goes on. I don't want to forget nobody, but everybody that knows Pete, Mr. Shulbeer, Carlos Stewart. Hey, much love and respect to all y'all support, man.
All right.
It's your boy, Ray Carter. You know, first of all, I want to, you know,
First and foremost, because I just went through
a whole bunch of stuff in the last couple of years, so I couldn't have been here, so I couldn't do anything without thanking him first.
Right.
My kids, you know, my children. Rashana, Ariana, Price, LaShawn.
Oh, yeah.
My mom, you know what I'm saying? All the fans, the supporters, management, Nancy and Nelson, my homie D.B. Coop, Andrew Lesher, all the people who put us on the bed, the Vortex, the House of Blues. Throughout all the years, we did all that work at Peabody. Shout outs to Bundy.
You know,
there's a lot of people in all these years that I've been doing music, and I ain't really actually ever had an opportunity to actually hear any of my music being aired. Shout outs to Miss Lita Robinson and Mr. Keith Martin. You know, y'all, between them two people and you, y'all started everything. Y'all pretty much answered a lot of my wildest dreams and stuff that I never thought could come true. So I'm a real humble guy about stuff like that. So, you know,
shout out to my Rough Rider family too.
Really appreciate that. I appreciate my Buck Nab North family and Up North Music House and my boss Scaliandro, my brother Crime Files, you know, Rock Melon off the year soon.
You know,
to a show, man. It's a lot of people that I can shout out to, but, man, it's a great deal of respect for you and Ms. Robinson and Mr. Martin, you know, because without y'all, none of this would actually be sitting in our laps or be at my table right now. So I'm real humbled and blessed that I can call y'all family.
All right, and thank you for that information to all the persons that supported you. Let's give them applaud, all right? All right. So if it wasn't for them, there wouldn't be you. All right.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, we're coming to our end of our showcase. And I would like to ask you both, do you have any advice to give words of encouragement for those that are suffering in the world today? Or you want to spread the word of a spiritual message you want to give before we go tonight? Either one of y'all can speak or both of y'all can speak. Go right ahead.
Okay, you know what? This is Mr. Showbiz. The only thing I want to tell everybody is to keep going. Don't nobody have the right to say if you're good enough. God already put you here on this earth. You are good enough in his eyes. So can't nobody close no doors that he's open. So keep on going and keep on be self-motivated, motivate others, love others, and you just keep on doing what you're doing with what God sent you here for, and keep on pursuing your passion. That's all I can say.
This your boy, Rick Carter. Man, look, stay humble. Stay humble. It's a lot of unhumble artists out here nowadays, and you know they let their britches get too big, and then you find themselves looking at you find them looking at them in some trouble. So you know, stay humble and push.
Somebody tell you can't do something,
Don't believe that. Go beyond your means to make sure that you can do it. Prove them wrong. The more people you prove wrong, the more positive people are thinking how you is as a person. A lot of people are unbelievers. So when you say that you believe, when you feel like you can do something, believe in that, don't let nobody tell you different. Go for it.
Yes, indeed.
Go for it. Because there's been many times people told me that I couldn't do something. And
wow.
I did it. So,
yes, indeed. Can I give one more shout out?
Go ahead.
I just want to shout out to my boy Chicago 2P. He be doing a lot of things as well that we will be working with him as well. And hey, that's all I want to say. And thank you. Thank you for the interview. I feel good about it. And you've been doing your thing, Ms. Brenda. Yes, you have.
Thank you. And you're welcome. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you guys, I want y'all to come back on my show when y'all have the new music projects moving and grooving. And it's my pleasure having you all on. If anybody has missed the show, copy and paste the link, send it to their phones. They can still listen to the show's recording. Sorry if anybody had missed the show, but the show is being recorded. Last but not least, Ray or Mr. Showbiz, please mention the first city y'all going to drop in on your tour coming up next month. Which is the first city y'all dropping in at?
We'll be in Cleveland Heights.
Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland Heights.
My hometown. You know, so I've been wanting to really do. Management told me that I need to go back home and I need to start doing more shows back in Cleveland. So I said that's going to be probably the first place that I hit on the tour. So.
Okay, and that information will be on your Facebook, IG, Twitter, LinkedIn, wherever online, right?
Yes, ma'am. It sure will.
Right now on air, please do so. I will spend Summertime Sexy. What is the story behind Summertime Sexy? What inspired you or motivated you to do Summertime Sexy?
I'm going to tell you, Summertime Sexy came from, once again, one of my real good friends. Shouts out to Vital. You know, me and Vital, this is like one of me and Vital's, one of me and his dopest songs, actually. We did a few other songs together. The Summertime Sexy was one of the songs that I actually wanted to do something for the ladies. He was with it. He's not only a lyricist, but he's also a R&B soul singer, too. So when he came with the hook, I automatically knew where we was going to go with it. So, and it was a kind of a new addition to the Redemption album. And it seemed to hit it off real good with the ladies because, you know, it ain't a real derogatory dog and women kind of song. So it was something that I wanted to put out to the masses instead of keep for myself.
Right, right. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. We're coming to a close of our showcase. I wanted to thank everyone for tuning in and listening. Thank you, Tammy, for calling in on the show. Ray and Mr. Showbiz, thank you for your participation for tonight. You're always welcome to come back on my show. I am signing out. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, for Let's Jazz It Up. Lady Diva Live Radio signing out. This is Summertime Sexy.
You two have a blessed evening. I'll keep in contact with you guys. And thank you.
Yeah.